Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Scott Haney, Channel 3 is on. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How is everybody? Good, good, good.
Why are we talking like this?
I don't know. It's just the way I feel this morning. It's the weekend. I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Is your chair cold? I talked that way when it's cold and I sat down on something.
You know, it's funny when you're trying to sound cool and then your voice just goes, like one word in the sentence just goes up into that.
Yeah.
And then you go, as if there was something in your throat.
Like, right, that's what did it. Right.
And then you repeat it at a lower octave than you normally speak.
Yeah, you Barry White all of a sudden.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Yeah, what I meant to say. Peter Brady.
Yep. Right. Peter Brady syndrome. Yep.
Change. When it's time to change, you've got to rearrange.
Yep. Thank you, Brady.
Remember that episode?
Yep. No.
Oh, my God, it was the best episode ever. Peter went through the voice change, and they did a whole song and dance routine about how his voice was changing. When it's time to change, you've got to rearrange.
Yep.
Da-da-da-da is what you want to do. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, that's when the kids became a singing group.
Then they became a singing group.
Can you
and they lost to Fifi's Prancing Poodles.
Yes.
Prancing Poodles?
Well, you know, Prancing Poodles pretty
Fifi's,
cool.
They lost to Fifi's Prancing Poodles.
Right.
They lost the talent show contest.
The dogs.
But that's okay. Yeah, they lost to a dog.
Right.
A dog or multiple poodles?
I think it was multiple poodles.
Yeah, I can't recall that far.
Yeah, but it was okay. They even though they lost, it had a happy ending because mom and dad stepped up to the plate.
Oh, it's always a happy ending.
They always had the parents stand to the side watching the kids perform.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. Did you see RuPaul's Drag Race did a spoof on the Brady Bunch, one of the episodes?
No, I missed it. I read the book, though.
Oh, my God. It's very funny. Very funny.
I didn't check it out, no.
I remember an episode where Greg and Marcia were learning how to drive, and they did some obstacle course in the parking lot.
To see what's better.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And Marcia did very, very well. And then Greg was doing very, very well. And then right at the end, they had the very last obstacle was how close can you get the car to a cone, like one of those parking lot cones?
Yeah, the pylon,
Pylon with an egg on it.
Yep.
And he got very, very close, and then he just under pressure cracked and hit the gas and knocked the egg off and lost the competition.
Right, but they learned a very valuable lesson at the end.
I remember being a kid watching that, thinking to myself, why am I watching this?
Right? This is stupid.
Yeah, I was thinking,
you're mesmerized.
I knew nothing about television production, but I thought, this is, you know, maybe it's time for me to go.
We watch for the same reason, Marcia.
Florence Henderson was sort of frisky in real life. I remember seeing her on an episode of Whose Line Is It Anyway? She, like, kissed everybody. Mrs. Brady.
And I think her and Greg had something at one
point. Yeah, they dated. Yeah, they dated at one point.
I met Florence Henderson at an event.
She said, what's an
alley? Oh, it's fine.
How lucky are you?
In Florida.
Right. Did she fry bread?
And I gave her a hug, and Ashley is 100% right. It, you know, normally when you give a hug, it's arms around, quick, and then you're done.
Yeah.
She wouldn't let me go.
Is that your hand in my
and
ass?
She's,
oh, baby.
She was pressing me against her.
Well, hello.
Right.
And I just thought to myself,
I can't breathe.
As I'm feeling this feeling, instantly my brain said to myself, you know, you got Mrs. Brady's breasts pushing up against you.
Oh.
Thank God it wasn't Alice.
I was going to say, I'd rather have Alice's.
Alice. She was another one.
Yep.
No, Mrs. Brady was hotter.
Oh, we know
that. I'm not saying Alice was hotter. Do you think I was saying Alice was hotter?
Yeah, that's what I thought you were saying.
Okay.
She's the poster child for lunch ladies.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Lunch lady look, yeah.
But she was the one that the kids could go to and talk to. Like,
exactly.
I'm having a problem with dad.
Yeah. And every time she cooked, she had a big, big pot. Like, oh, they have like soup all the time?
Well, there's like eight... kids.
Not
like
one,
how many? It was
not one frying
what was
pan.
Was it three and three?
Like
right? Was it six kids?
Six kids. Yeah.
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 Six kids. Yeah. Two adults plus her.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot of kids and Tiger the dog.
Yep. And they brought Oliver in. That was the end of the series.
Then they brought Oliver to jump the shark, yep. And it ended the show.
How many seasons was that on? I also went out drinking with Greg Brady.
Seven.
Did you really?
Really?
What? Nice.
Yeah. Barry, whatever.
Barry Knight, was it?
Barry Williams?
Barry Williams.
That was yeah. It. Yep.
Barry what?
Yeah, we went to a Hooters in Florida.
Wow. Was he a rowdy?
Oh,
or
my
what?
God. How?
How did that happen?
Were the girls
how does that happen?
So I was
Was Alice one of the waitresses?
Yes.
You should have seen that T-shirt.
Mel's Diner, yeah.
She rocked that Hooters shirt.
Oh, my God. How disgusting.
I was on a radio network, and we had affiliates all over the country, and the affiliate in West Palm Beach was doing a debutante ball, and they flew him in and a bunch of other celebrities. And he got it the night before, so we were like, well, let's bring out, you know, Greg Brady for drinks.
Right. Someplace and, grass like Hooters.
My neck was sore at the end just from nodding all night because he never stopped talking.
Wow.
About himself,
oh, isn't
right?
that funny?
Yeah. He had no interest in anyone there. It right. was just, and I was fine. I was like, I could hear him, you know, I want to hear these stories.
The dirt.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, my God, that's wild.
Do we have that song?
I have
the puberty song.
Yeah, I don't have the part where his voice cracks, unfortunately, but this is fun.
Sha-na-na-na-na.
Autumn turns to winter, and then winter turns to spring. It's not just the season, you know, it goes for everything.
You know what's weird about America?
The voice is when boys begin to grow. You gotta take the lesson from Mother Nature, and if you do, you'll know.
This was primetime television!
What's next, the pubic hair song?
This should be like a Saturday morning cartoon.
I heard it. Yeah, his voice cracked.
Yep.
Oh, wait, did it?
And it's time to change.
And it's time to change.
Ah, Jesus.
Poor guy.
Did they put canned laughter
They wrote a
him?
Song about puberty.
Helps ease the pain.
Right.
The Brady Bunch was 5 seasons.
5.
September of 1969 to March of 1974.
69 to 74.
Yep.
Wow.
It's Jimmy Page is playing a double neck guitar.
Yep.
And John Bonham's banging the drums. And Robert Plant's screaming. This is what's happening
on
primetime television.
They got a funky guitar and good bass line going.
Wow.
You know what it sounds like? The music from one of those game shows. Yeah.
Well, we talked to Eve Plum the other day on the show.
Oh, yeah?
And she is a dud.
She's Eve Prune now.
Oh, who's that? That's Jan?
Oh.
Yeah.
Jan, what a dud. That's unfortunate. She brought nothing to the game.
Why were you talking to her?
She did this, she starred as a part of the drag show. That RuPaul's Drag Race put on.
Oh.
So everybody came back to be in the show except Maureen McCormick. She didn't come back. And all the original cast members were in this drag show that RuPaul's Drag Race did. It was pretty funny. But Eve Plum played a role as somebody else in the show.
She didn't play.
So we had her on. And she was a dud. I was just like, oh, my God. Who is this? Ellen Hunt? What is happening?
Okay, so it's one of those radio tours, right?
Yes.
I'm sorry, television tours, where they're sitting in the same spot, and every 10 minutes they're talking to another television station.
Exactly.
You may have gotten her right after she had a bad one. You know?
No,
like
they said,
like, why am I doing
this? They apologized, and they said it was only her third television station, and that they weren't in the groove yet. And I'm like, if I can't get them into the groove, there is no groove.
Right. Yeah, true. Right.
You're the groove maker.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I'm the groove maker.
There you go.
I'm like, I'll always have some fact or some funny thing. And no, she was just like, well, do you see the fan? I said, do you see the cast members outside of the special events? Well, it's not like we live together. I'm like, okay, Jan.
Oh, my God. Prune.
I got to watch this.
Yeah, she's a prune.
She was a prune. Yeah, she was just, whatever. Yeah. You live, you learn.
Yeah. Well, she had to get back to work, so.
Well, it's painful when that's the first 10 seconds, and you know you have another 3 or 4 minutes to go.
And exactly. And then the producer goes in your ear, three, and you're like, you look at your co-host, you're not on cam.
I feel like I've already done 15 minutes.
Do you know the Shana song?
Yeah, just bring up.
Yeah,
that's 2 minutes we could kill right there.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
it's very catchy.
No, it's not.
I'm trying to think. I can't remember any Jan based.
Just the one where she hurt my. That's when Marsha. It was all about Marsha, 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 Marsha. That's about the only one that Jan had a feature role in.
That's right.
Marsha.
Yeah. Jan based. Episode, right. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Yeah, she's pissed because Marsha gets all the attention. Marsha, Marsha, exactly. Marsha. Right.
And then this episode, she wore the wig. She wore a brunette wig to Lucy somebody's party. And everybody made fun of her. And then she went home and got hurt.
Well, I fell on stairs. Or...
I remember another.
Who knows?
She had to press the life alert button.
They had the weirdest stairs in that house, too. If you fell down those stairs, that would hurt.
There was no sides on. Yeah. That's because Mr. Brady was an architect, man, artsy.
Yeah.
Remember where he had, like, Sammy Straightlace hair in the beginning, and towards the end he looked like a porn star with the mustache and the curly hair?
Bro, yeah.
Yep.
Right. I would look at that household, and I would say to myself, that is so far from my reality. Yeah.
So far.
It's like a nice house, two parents.
Yep.
Understanding.
Yeah, and
he's always in his room.
Let's talk through your problems.
Architect, yep.
My house was the size of that staircase.
Yeah. Yeah, there was nothing like Joe Namath would stop by.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, this guy is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He just stops by.
Right.
Got a cook who does, if she does the shopping and she does the cooking and the.
Yeah, what does Mrs. Brady do?
Exactly. She didn't have a job.
Yeah, what'd she do? Nothing.
Nothing.
She solved problems.
You never saw her like putting the kids in. First of all, they had a station wagon.
Right.
Like with six kids, you would need a school bus.
You never saw them in the car.
So, well, yeah. I don't know about that.
You would just see Mr. Brady pulling up all the time. You would never see
the family in the car.
The family in the car, except for the one time when they took that cross country trip. And they end up in some ghost town. And Thurston Howell, Jim Backus, was some prospector and thought they were after his gold. And he locked him in some jail.
That's when you know you're getting close to Oliver.
Exactly right. Or the time they're in Hawaii and like there was a tarantula on one of their sleeping bags.
Oh, man.
I love it.
That's when you know we've done everything we could do in this house.
Exactly.
Now we got to get out. Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather is on. And I know AJ just did the weather, but there's a lot of outdoor events scheduled for tomorrow. Tomorrow seems to be changing as we get closer.
A little bit better.
What do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
Tomorrow afternoon through tomorrow night, I think most of the day is dry. Under partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow like around 4 or 5 o'clock, that's when we start to see some storms developing, especially in northern Connecticut. And then that continues through Saturday night. It dies down. Sunday morning, there could be a brief shower. And then Sunday afternoon, some of the models are indicating showers. Some of the models are keeping us completely dry. So it's kind of like a crapshoot with Sunday. You know, we'll keep you posted as the afternoon runs continue to come on in. But the weekend's not ideal, but it's not a washout by any means.
Oh, good.
All right. So I'm supposed to go to something outside tomorrow.
Are you going
to
be in northern part of the state?
It's an engagement party.
Oh. That's fun.
So now
I just went to an engagement party.
Oh.
What did, may I ask, what you gave as a gift?
$500.
You always give money. Uh-oh.
Do you want to come to my engagement party?
That look on Chaz's face.
You know why?
Why? What happened?
That's what I said. Yesterday.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And Jennifer said, no, it's an engagement party.
Yeah, and?
You give like $100.
You can't use money?
No, the $500 for the wedding.
Oh.
I consider them family.
Yeah, they're very close to you.
Yeah.
Well, then you gotta step it up.
I don't think so. I think I agree with Jennifer on this one.
Yeah, $100 bucks for engagement.
Yep.
Let's see if you get across the finish line.
Well, you know what? Make it two bills.
She's right. I thought, I was like, you know what? You're right.
Uh-huh.
Because
she's right.
What if they don't make it?
Right. Well, and they got a good gift.
You know, not dead. I mean, like, don't
right.
make
yeah.
it to the
something happens. Right. Yeah. She realized he chews right. his food too loud, stuff like that.
Yeah. Or right. it sets a high bar for if, I don't even know what the situation is with the wedding. I don't know if this is kind of like the wedding because they're going to get married somewhere else. I heard something about Italy.
Oh, one of those destinations weddings?
I'm like, okay, so I won't be there. So does that mean I got to give my wedding gift now?
That means you send a wedding gift later when you can't make it.
But I have to be invited to be obligated to send the gift.
Yes.
Right.
According to brides.com, no gift is appropriate.
No, that's not true.
You don't have to bring a gift.
Quiet, Ashley.
That's not true. That's wrong.
Yeah, Miss Gimme Gimme.
That's wrong. You can't show up empty-handed.
Sure you can.
No.
It's easy.
It's common to bring a gift, but it's not usually required.
Wrong.
Something small and sentimental is fine.
Small and sentimental.
Wrong.
Yeah. Put it this way. Ashley would pat you down. Is the gift? What is it?
Yeah, no. She'll have people at the door.
She's rifling through the car right now.
You know how they wand people at the airport? Yeah. Yep. I'll be like, we're checking you for gifts. Right. Oh, no gifts?
Here's your eggplant parm to go.
Yeah. Bye.
Hit the road.
Oh,
see, $500 for an engagement. See, if I do that, then I am invited to a wedding.
Right.
This wedding.
Now, it's the only reason I did that is because it was my nephew, and he's my godson.
Oh, okay. There was a special bond.
That does change the relationship.
Well, you have to give us that info.
Yeah, you didn't know
that's
that.
That's right. I think we talked about this
a couple of weeks ago.
Right. Yeah. The colors come back to Chaz's face right now.
Okay, that makes sense. That, all right.
Like a, and plus, special bond, special check.
And dude, plus, you're dying, a wealthy man. TV star.
Right.
You know? Which I'm not.
How quick you were to point that out, Scott.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know. So, so something sentimental.
Right.
Yeah, a card is fine.
I have this drink chip from Mohegan Sun that has meant a lot to me.
Exactly. Right. Here's a chicken bone. This was a good chicken.
All right, we got to let Scott go so he could do TV. All right, have a great weekend, brother.
You guys too. Take care.
All right, thank you. Ryan King is co-owner of Black Rock Bait and Tackle, and we have the 99.1 PLR Spectre Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth coming up. And right over here in Bridgeport, we have so many bluefish. They're in the water. They're waiting for you to take them out so you can win a giant pile of money. How much money is it? Is it I remember thinking it was $25,000. I don't even want to say. Is it
grand,
still?
Yeah.
That's the grand prize only. There are other prizes under that, too.
$25,000. Then there's like a million other prizes, and we're signing people up
all
now.
All good stuff, too.
Ryan.
Yes, sir. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you all doing today?
Good.
Do you got mail? I got mail. Yay!
That was good.
I do.
Yeah. So what's the bait for bluefish?
Honestly, this year there's been a ton of bluefish out in the Sound. We've been seeing more blues this year than we have in at least the past 5 or 6 years. So it's going to be a really good tournament this year. The guys that are going out and using cut bait, like, you know, bunker or mackerel, they've been doing really well. The guys that have been trolling have been catching a ton of fish. The guys have been catching a ton of fish on topwater lures and on subsurface lures, which has been really exciting this year.
Man, there's a science to this.
The one time you definitely want to have the blues.
Just one blue.
Right.
When I was a kid, I'd put a worm on the line, and I'd just throw it in with my little bobber, and I'd hope something get caught and pull it in. And that was it. That was fishing.
Right.
Now there's sonar, there's different baits, there's trolling, this, that, the other thing.
You got to know stuff.
You know what's a great surprise bait are the cicadas. You take those off the tree.
Are they cicadas or cicadas?
Yeah, or cicadas.
I call them cicadas.
They're cicadas.
You know what
works great? A Snickers bar. Try that sometime. You'll catch a kid.
Yeah, you use that when you're trolling.
Right.
I mean, you know, the cicadas have been amazing for freshwater. You know,
yes.
I've been plucking those off trees and using them myself. They're amazing bait. For the bluefish, not so much. But, yeah. but it's been really good out there. The amount of fish that we've been seeing in the Sound this year is absolutely ridiculous. Not just bluefish either. I mean, the striped bass fishery has been amazing this year. Bottom fishing has been great. So, but focusing on the tournament, I mean, it's really anybody's game this year.
tournament's been really going on for almost 40 years. Wow. 39 years this thing's been going on.
It's a lot of fish.
And it sucked for a while. It was great. And it was it looked like Jaws, where all the, you know, remember all the boats are like in the water and they're all going out for the $10,000 reward?
Yeah.
And then it got quiet, you know.
Yeah, last year was a really busy year for it, though. I mean, we saw a lot of people, I think due to the COVID last year, all the restrictions on everything, a lot more people were getting out on the water and fishing as a family activity.
Well, the power of the state, so this station got involved like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And then ever since, it's been back. And there's a lot of people. It's a lot of fun. But it's not so many people where you don't have a chance at the $25,000. But do you remember what the bluefish weighed last year?
I want to say last year it was just over 18 pounds.
That's a big fish.
That's a big bluefish.
Swallow your hole.
It is big, but that's $25,000. I mean, 18 pounds. I've talked to people. It's not unheard of.
I would kiss
No, definitely not, especially not this year. I mean, the guys have been going out, and I've been, you know, they're always sending me pictures during the day. And I mean, 12, 13, 14, 16-pound blues around right now. And, you know, any of those fish could be a money fish. It's not just the main prize. There's all the subcategories, and there's a port prize that goes with it for each weigh station. So even if you have a fish that's not the top of the leaderboard, it could be the top of the leaderboard in that particular weigh station you go to, which, you know, you get a prize for that, too, which is really, really cool.
Are you a weigh station?
Yes, we are. We're a registration station and a weigh station for the tournament.
Okay. We'll link up on the radio station website, Ryan King Cohen or Black Rock Bait and Tackle on. Have you had anyone try to pull shenanigans on the way to the fish, like load it up with ball bearings?
Personally, we haven't. I've heard stories of people trying.
Like your kids dressed like a fish.
Yeah, I mean, the tournament's
Andy, get over here.
You know, but you always get a few bad apples, You get that one guy who thinks that, you know, they have to win and they deserve to win. So,
well, it's $25,000.
You know, they try to pull some shenanigans.
Right.
And, you know, all of us guys that run bait shops, you know, we can spot it when we see it, whether that fish has been frozen, you know, from a previous week that they caught it.
It's still in the package.
Yeah, this one's got batter on it.
I caught it. It was wrapped in styrofoam and plastic.
This one says Gordon's on it.
That's convenient.
It's a guy in a yellow raincoat over here.
So, Ryan, is owning a bait and tackle shop the life?
Oh, it's great.
Oh,
it's great.
Is that a great retirement? Like,
I think so, yeah. Nice and quiet.
Right.
No.
What's the stress there? You got to get up early, right? Because the fishing people go
early,
out early.
You know, you work a lot of hours, but it's fun all day.
All right, your friends don't like fish, but it was better.
Yeah.
Get some
Before
Febreze,
we opened
you're
this
good.
Up, I was a teacher, so you know.
Right.
I'll take this any day.
Ah, oh, nice.
Right. You got a school of fish. Hey, I don't.
Nice. You got out at the right time. The kids are crazy now.
Oh my God.
They're still great. Yeah. They're fun. This is just
You're right. The
fun.
Kids are great. It's the parents that are whacked
yes,
out.
Yes, I know. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. The kids are great.
He
nudge,
laughed.
Nudge, wink, wink.
He knows it's true.
Yeah. No, what a great way to retire. You're just because you're done at noon, right? Yeah. No one goes fishing after, you know, you're well, done, right? You've got to wait until they come
not
in.
Quite. I mean, we're weekdays, we're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Wow.
And Saturdays, we're open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sundays. So
you never know. I need worms.
Maybe it's not the life for me then.
Right.
It's a good life, though. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
No, and you're
meet a ton of great people too.
Oh
so.
Yeah, no, that is great, and you guys do a great job there. So thanks for being part of it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you guys.
All right, brother, we'll be talking to you soon, and it's very exciting.
Right.
Like we're all back here. We're doing things now.
Yep,
life is back. All right, let's get to this flubble montage. A flubble is a combination of a flub and a mumble, and we put them all the best ones together, and we play them at this time each week. Let me look into this gnarly oil.
The kids should go, you go at night. You do anything at night?
What?
Hey, let me try it. N-A-R-R-R-O-W-O-I-N.
Three R's in a row.
Yeah.
That means it's back to normal.
Right.
Mm. Right?
Yes, a high egg-a-hole count behind the wheel, yes.
Egg-a-hole?
Egg-a-hole.
A high egg-a-hole. Underrated, never comes up on a list.
No. You never hear the Cinderella guitarist at any, you know, top 100 guitarist lists.
What's that now?
Very tasty.
Tasty.
Very tasty.
Tasty.
Tasty. It's not like fretboard, you know, hero, no wizardry, but it's just very tasty song. Very tasty lead. In other words, I'm doing like Eddie Van Halen. What, you know what I'm saying?
No, we don't.
Please keep
you guys
going.
Know what I'm saying. Those two girls, they had a girl named Cinderella in the video, and the two evil stepsisters had those polka dot short skirts on.
No.
But I'm just thinking one person, probably towards the end of the 18, that had it like thing, you know, upwards, probably caught like at least a couple of folks.
We playing word scramble now?
To provide a COVID relief kit to a family in poverty. Wow, sorry.
Channel 3, Bill of Associates, public insurance adjusters. Channel 3, Bill of Associates, public insurance adjusters.
That's the AJ I know and
early
love.
Warning. Well, that took a day or two, didn't it? Hang on a second. There you go. Phrase thunderstorm later on, mid to low 80s, or low to mid 80s, rather, 79 North Haven.
While cooking, he slipped and fell into the giant pot of chicken soup.
Oh.
In Iraqi, or in Iraq.
30, 40 miles a day.
Oh, my God.
On a unicycle?
Drank a lot of coffee.
An electric scooter?
Dark roast.
An electric scooter?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's like a Batman thing. Remember Batman was in quicksand one time? Is that where they get their stuff from?
Yeah, yeah.
A bunch of Batman episodes. Okay, now you got to go through this machine over here. Yeah.
That was a light week for me.
Yeah, that was.
You got to go through this bung.
Mega hole.
You go through the bung.
That was short but sweet.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.